The title of my presentation this morning is entitled The Dragon's Voice. The Dragon's Voice. It will be clear why I've entitled that presentation later on. The theme of today is religious liberty. And with studying the Bible, especially the King James Version, you come up with words that you don't understand. Our English has changed since 1611. So I decided to look up the word liberty and listen closely to this definition. This is from the Encyclopedia Britannica Dictionary. The state of being exempt the domination of others or from restricting circumstance. The possession and exercise of the right of self-government. The power of voluntary choice. This is the definition of civil liberty. Freedom of the individual citizen from government control, restraint of or influence with his property, opinions or affairs, except as the public good may require. You'll find today, church, at the end of this presentation, that definition has gone. In our country. Only as I started to research these things did I realize that we no longer live in a free democratic country. That should start to every single one of us, whether we believe in God or not. For religious liberty is not about one's belief in God or one's beliefs not in God. Religious liberty is about the freedom to believe whatever one chooses. To worship whatever one chooses or not to worship. So religious liberty involves every single human being on the planet. We'll find from the scriptures that it is a gift from God to man. Not dependent on race, color, age or belief in him. It's given to him for with the full jurisdiction to use as he pleases. We see that in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. God made Adam and Eve and he said, all these trees have I given you to partake. But there's only a prohibition on one tree. And if you eat that one forbidden tree, these are the consequences. Freedom of choice. Let's turn to our Bibles. And let's see from the Bible the definition and understanding of religious liberty. And also, in fact, sorry, let me start with this question. Why is the compelling of conscience to worship God or not to worship God a serious issue? Revelation 3 verse 20. Why is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20? I encourage you to have your pens and papers because I'm going to be going through a few scriptures here. Why is the compelling of conscience to worship God or not to worship God a serious issue? Revelation 3 verse 20. This is what the Bible says. Behold. I still hear pages turning. We've got to be swift here. Behold. I, speaking about who? Jesus Christ. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. Will sup with him and he with me. Notice the picture, notice the illustration that God gives to us on how he deals with someone who doesn't follow him. He stands outside the door and he's trying to gain entrance. Now, Jesus Christ, is he trying to gain entrance with violent threatenings? Is he trying to gain entrance kicking the door down? Is he trying to gain entrance hurling abuses? No. The picture, the illustration God gives us to understand how he is, and this relates to religious liberty, he stands patiently and knocks. And the condition is, if you hear me, if you hear or if you understand, open. And once you've opened the door, I will come in. If you never open the door, I will never come in. That's your choice. You are free to exercise that choice. That's God in heaven saying that to us. That's God in heaven saying that to every human being on the planet. So, why is it